The Department of the Interior announced Wednesday that it will allocate $228 million towards a program that will help states fight and recover from wildfires. United States Deputy Secretary of the Interior Tommy Baudreau made an appearance at the Rocky Mountain Arsenal National Wildlife Refuge Wednesday, alongside Governor Jared Polis, announcing that Colorado will receive $7 million of those federal dollars. With the one-year anniversary of the Marshall Fire approaching, Baudreau said they chose Colorado for the announcement as the December 30th firestorm underscores the ever-present danger of wildfire in a hotter and drier West and the impacts from climate change. The announced funding comes from the 2021 Federal Infrastructure Bill, which allowed the Interior Department to spend $1.5 billion on wildfire mitigation over the next 5 years. According to the Department of Interior, pay increases for firefighters, fuel management, and scientific research on fire management in the face of climate change are among the department's priorities for the infrastructure bill allotment. Two survivors from the Colorado Springs Club Q mass shooting, along with the Club Q's co-owner, testified Wednesday during a congressional hearing by the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, which covered the rise of anti-LGBTQ violence, rhetoric, and extremism within the country. The survivors described the terror they and others experienced the night of the shooting, while also pleading with lawmakers to change how they talk about their community. Michael Anderson, a Club Q bartender, scolded lawmakers who say the LGBTQ community grooms and abuses children. Anderson also urged lawmakers to ban assault weapons. Matthew Haynes, co-owner of Club Q, read hate messages during his testimony that are among the hundreds he says he has received since the shooting. The committee's chairperson, Representative Carolyn Maloney from New York, said the hearing was meant to show that violence against LGBTQ people does not happen in a vacuum. Maloney also opened the hearing with a summary of Republican legislative efforts that she says villainizes LGBTQ people. Colorado School of Mines has installed enough student-designed solar panels to help power its campus. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Colorado School of Mines, located in Golden, has installed nearly $5 million of solar panels on buildings and parking lots around the campus to produce at least 1.5 megawatts of the 8 peak megawatts needed to run the engineering school's daily life. A large portion of the solar panel plan was designed by School of Mines students as part of their senior capstone projects that includes past years. Lauren Poole, School of Mines Sustainability Director, points out that you still must use mining in order to produce renewable energy products, and that mining needs to be responsible mining. Lithium and cobalt for EV batteries, refining silicone for solar panels, petroleum products for plastics, and other parts for wind energy. Conscientious mining is what the School of Mines has been aiming for nearly 150 years. School of Mines partners with the nearby National Renewable Energy Laboratory to offer graduate degrees in advanced energy systems. Between students, faculty, and the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, this makes the city of Golden a hotbed of solar experts to consult and design on any given project. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
The Regional Transportation District says it will permanently end running the C and F light rail lines starting January 8th as part of a system optimization plan approved by its board last summer. RTD suspended operations for the two light rail lines in 2020 at the start of the pandemic and has not resumed them since. The C line route went from Union Station to Littleton, while the F line went from central downtown to Lone Tree. RTD consolidated the two lines with other routes in the Southwest and Southeast rail corridors, making some riders transfer to the E&D line south of downtown. The agency said it will consider running limited service along the former routes during special events. As part of the January service changes, RTD will also expand weekday service hours and reroute some regional and FlexRide bus routes. Attorneys for Delvin Gadsden, a 29-year-old unhoused black veteran in Colorado Springs, are calling for a criminal investigation into the use of force by three Colorado Springs police officers. The body camera footage released Tuesday shows a Colorado Springs police officer pulling over Gadsden for no license plates on October 9th and then calling for backup when running the identification of Gadsden and his passenger. As Gadsden pulled himself back into the car after being told by the officers he would be detained, the officers then charged at him and punched him repeatedly as they pulled him out of the vehicle. Prior to removing Gadsden from the car, officers noted a knife on the center console. According to his attorneys, Gadsden suffered injuries to his eye, a ruptured eardrum, and PTSD. The Colorado Springs Police Department says an administrative review found the officer's actions to be within policy, and an internal investigation remains open. There has been another death in the Colorado Springs El Paso County Jail this week. This was the 11th death since 2020 and the 9th death at the jail this year. According to the Colorado Springs Indy, 24-year-old Savannah Popel was found unresponsive in her jail cell on December 11th. She had been booked into jail days earlier for a number of nonviolent crimes, including speeding, shoplifting, less than $300, and a possession of a controlled substance. School board members for the Boulder Valley School District approved an intergovernmental agreement on Tuesday that outlines the creation of a new modular home factory at the district's education center located at 6500 Arapahoe Road. As part of the construction details of the modular factory, BVSD officials are also seeking to have the district's 48-acre education center property be annexed into Boulder. Boulder City Council will discuss the intergovernmental agreement as well as the proposed annexation during tonight's meeting. During a November City Council meeting, council members voted to continue the public hearing on the annexation in order for staff to evaluate suggested changes after several residents complained about potential noise levels, increased traffic, and impacts to the Sombrero Marsh open space. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says it will be partly sunny with highs in the low 30s. Fort Collins will have breezy winds with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. Winds will be a little calmer for Boulder and Denver, reaching as high as 16 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy with lows around 12 degrees. The current temperature in Boulder is 22 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.